Hi there, Doug. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions, and then also to apply a very reduced rate here for your well-established business. Happy Monday, by the way, to you, sir. How's your day going so far?
It's Monday, bud.
I hear that. I hear that. It's just the one every week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and you know, our job, as I'm sure Mary pointed out, and she does a very good job of outlining the basics of our service. Our job is to make it easy for someone who needs a handyman or a painting contractor to see your business as one of their top options when they don't know who to call, when they're not typing in a specific business, but when they're typing in the services that they need. Of course, when we don't know who to call, we Google it, right? You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore. No one uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. Nine times out of ten, we're just going to call someone we see on that first page.
Yeah, I've been with Angeles now going on 3 years.
Wow,
and they continue to rob me, I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Now, that's a very different service there. And a different focus. To be honest with you, they are focused on sending you and selling you as many leads as you're willing to pay for, and then they go ahead and turn around and sell the exact same lead that you're getting to six or eight of your competitors. I mean, under that scenario, it's impossible for me to say they really care about your business. Do they care more about you getting that job or someone else they sold the lead to? Quite frankly, when nobody gets the job, which happens all the time, they're still getting paid for that lead. That doesn't help you out at all, right?
This is what I call and talk to human resources. But they'll send me five leads that ain't worth a shit.
Mm.
And I'll get one lead that's good. But I'm telling them, you know, as soon as you give me a perfect match, you take money out of my account.
Right.
And I go over there and talk to these people, and they're only planning and budgeting, which is good. But then they tell me there's three other people that's already come over and did the same thing. So they're making money off every one of us.
Exactly.
This is something I bitch at them all the time about. You know, I'll be six years old. I'm a small company. But that's how I get my work. I do all my own work. I don't sub it out.
Yeah.
This is the reason my report so well, because I take pride in what I do. I have one worker. That's all I need.
Right. Right. Yeah, you do quality work. You're not looking for giant commercial jobs. You're focusing on high-end quality work for residential clients. And the last thing that you've got time for is to chase down a potential customer who, like you said, they're just in the budgeting and planning stage. You can't really blame them. You know, the homeowner anyway, they don't necessarily even know that business owners are paying good money for that lead. They just know that they can get and expect a couple of bids.
The homeowner don't have a clue.
Right.
Angelique, three or four of us.
Yeah.
I've had to show one of my homeowners. It's a nice guy. I won the job. But I showed him. I said, you know, I hate to charge you so much, but I'm going to show you what they charged me.
Yes.
Just to call you. And they couldn't believe it. They could not believe it. But I said, you know what? It's all good.
Right.
I got a budget. I spend $300 a month.
Oh,
and
okay.
They go over it every freaking month.
Oh, they do.
I've been telling them for the last 4 or 5 months, if y'all can't get this taken care of and get it straight, I'm going to go look somewhere else. You know,
mm-hmm.
I only want to try to work 3 or 4 more years and retire. I'm 66.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, time is money, and time wasted is money wasted, but time well spent can be money well earned. And,
right.
I mean, the last thing that you want to do is spend your time chasing down what doesn't even turn out to be. I mean, best case scenario, it is someone who is ready to hire a good contractor, but at the same time, they are almost expecting several bids and several phone calls, and a lot of the times they're just looking for the cheapest guy in town. But most of the time, they're not even to that stage yet. They're just kind of kicking tires. Well, you know, what I would tell you is this. Our service is so different than theirs. Our service is to get your phone ringing. It's people who are ready to hire someone. They're actually looking to find the right contractor. By the time they decide to call you, they're pretty much hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, obviously, you're not going to be the only company that pops up on that first page of that person's search, and ultimately, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but the ones that will call you, they will have seen the website that we'll build for you. They'll know that you've got the experience. They can see the photos. They know that you do the quality work that they're looking for. You're not chasing down someone who doesn't even want to be chased. You're getting calls directly from someone ready to hire you.
I'm really interested. I've been wanting to change so long. I probably got 2,000 pictures on my Facebook.
Okay.
Everybody responds to it, you know, and that's how I've acquired a lot of work. A lot of it, you know,
sure.
is some people I've done work for, and they,
okay.
somebody else, yeah. I've got thousands of references I can give anybody. I take pride in what I'm doing, and I don't want to spend over $300 a month. That's pretty much my budget.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you pride yourself in doing quality work, and that's the kind of business owner that we want to work with, someone who does quality work. And once we get you on that first page, like you said, you've got good reviews. You can get dozens and dozens more good reviews.
Yeah.
We just have to make it easy for people to find you, you know? I mean, you know, obviously people have used you in the past, and they even might be recommending you to some of their friends, but not everyone has heard of you, and Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who else to call. It's who we trust, right?
I agree with that 100%, and I've tried to get it with them sometimes, but like I told the other girl, I'm 66. I'm not computer literate. My wife now, on the other hand, does a lot of stuff on the computer.
Okay.
But you have my email address. I'm pretty sure you do.
To be completely honest with you, you know, I talk to old school guys. I'm an old school guy myself. I talk to business owners that have been in business 15, 20, 30, sometimes, you know, 40 years. And, you know, they all say all I ever needed before was a firm handshake and a business card and maybe a listing in the Yellow Pages, right? I mean, you probably remember 20, 30 years ago, the smart business owners were AA this or AAA that. It put them at the beginning of the alphabet because the Yellow Pages, of course, listed alphabetically. All we could ever do, that's all we could ever do, was flip alphabetically to the service that we need and then start calling from the beginning of the alphabet. And find somebody, but it still works the same way. The guy that we call, the guy who answers the phone, is available to do the job and has a fair price, is the guy that we hire. Only we don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. We Google it. And Google does not index by the alphabet, nor do they put businesses on the first page because they've been doing it the longest or do the best job or have the biggest company. They put businesses on the first page because they have the most verifiable information online that reinforces the fact that they are in that area providing that service. So, you know, I don't want to inundate you with the details, but it is almost 70 different destinations and directories. You mentioned Facebook. Facebook is one of the directories that Google wants to see. A Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Most of it is content that most consumers are not aware of. We don't create that content for your customers. We create that content for Google so they can see this guy is a painting contractor primarily. I know you do handyman too, but mostly painting, and he's in this service area. So when Google can see that, when someone in your area is looking for someone who can paint, they're going to put your business on the first page. You're going to get calls directly to you. I want to earn your business. Quite frankly, I want to get you away from the Angies. I want to give you a good reason just to cancel them outright. I've been doing this long enough to remember not just before it was Angie Leads. Of course, it was Home Advisor before that, but about 9 years ago, it was Service Magic. Same business, same company, same lead generating service.
I remember all of it. I started out with Home Advisor. Then it
okay.
changed over to Angie Leads.
Right.
They joined together. I've been with them for a while. But, you know, it seems to me that every other week I got to call and complain to them.
You have to.
But then,
that's time. That's time out of your day that you could be doing other things. I find that something like a lead-based service, especially a shared lead system, where you pay for the same lead your competitors pay for, there is so much work involved to get work. You know, with our service, you answer the phone, and that's really all you have to do. You don't have to be computer savvy. You don't have to, you know, follow your tracking system. Your phone's going to ring, and as long as you answer it, talk to the person on the other end. That's the biggest hurdle with a lead-based service is just getting someone on the phone who's serious about hiring you. That's par for the course. That's exactly what you get with our service. You answer the phone, you talk to those people, you schedule the work, you do the work. You're going to love the service. We offer it month to month. You've got more than 10 years in business, obviously quite a bit more, so you do qualify for an established business rate. It does make this very affordable for you. In fact, it's less than the $300 that you're paying right now. Normally, it wouldn't be. Normally, it'd be $399, but with nearly 50% reduction in the cost of the service, you'd be looking at exactly $249. $249 is an exact amount. It will never go up. Of course, it's an established business rate. You'll always be an established business. It is, though, also an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees either. The calls come to you.
Well, I just pay $250 a month.
That's it. Exactly. Never a penny more. Right. We cannot exceed it because it's an exact amount that bills once a month for that amount.
So it's once a month. Once a month I pay, it's not every week, it's once a month
I pay
that.
Nope, and it doesn't vary week to week depending on how many leads you get or how much each lead costs. It would bill once a month on the same day for the exact amount of $249. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees either. The calls, of course, come directly to you, and no matter how many jobs you decide to take on, and you'll get enough calls to decide which jobs you want to take, you know, the job that's going to be most profitable. Maybe it's a small job. You knock it out quick, move on to the next one. Or maybe it's a little bit of a bigger job where you've got your helper and it's going to pay you well for your time. You know, no matter how many jobs you do, it's going to be that same flat rate.
I'm liking what you're saying because that's really all I want to pay. Because I get other leads from other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I get people calling me all the time that, but you know, I always try to make sure I got a whole month schedule so I got work all the time.
Right.
So I'm really interested in this. So if I do this, I'm asking you, y'all going to set my website up? Because you
know
my Facebook.
We can pull the pictures right off of your Facebook page. We can definitely do that. Now, I would actually be able to include a website for you at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, which of course means we can use the photos right off of the Facebook page now. Let's say you do a job and you're especially proud of it. You can just take, you know, pictures with your smartphone and email it to us, and we can add those photos to your website. There would never be any additional costs for that. Like I said, there's never any additional costs for anything. It's an exact amount. It would only ever be exactly the $249. Month to month, there's no contract. Our job, though, is just to keep your phone ringing, keep sending you those jobs, and keep you as a satisfied client. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense.
That's right. But you don't have to worry about pictures. You got about 2,000 you can pick from.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily have to keep updating photos or anything like that, but you know, let's say you know, you do a job that's a little bit outside of what you normally do, but you're like, hey, you know, I'm proud of this one turned out great. You don't have to, but like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included, so we could if necessary add additional photos, you know, if and obviously when, you know, the weather shifts a bit and you focus more to the interior, you know, we can change right along with you.
That's right. I mean, I do interior and exterior.
Right, of course.
I love all the interior, but, you know, I'll do exterior if I have to, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So how do we get this? What do I got to do to get it started? That's what I want to know.
So let me just get a little bit of information from you. I see it as 3D improvement team.
No.
3D home improvement. I'm sorry, that was my mistake.
Because somebody else has 3D home improvement, and I had to put team on the end of it
when
I got my license. So
gotcha.
That's why I accept that.
Okay.
And that's the same thing as domain name.
Perfect. Yeah, I saw that. So 3D Home Improvement Team, that's the name of the business. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, this is not only a good number for us to reach you, it is also the same number on the Facebook page, so it's the one that you want your customers
Absolutely.
To call. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Absolutely.
And then is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number, Doug?
Yeah, I got an iPhone.
You got an iPhone.
Me anything you want.
Perfect, yeah. Now, most of the time, what you're going to get is direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Most of the time, you'll get calls directly. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form. So maybe it's after hours, someone just wants to send you a quick message through your website. When that happens, you get a text and an email. You're not going to pay extra for those leads either. It's still that same fixed flat rate. Anything that they do type into that form will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and who to follow up with. And then I was looking, too, for an email address. Is it the 3D Home Improvement Team at gmail.com? Is that the best email address for you?
Yes, it is. That's my email.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Mr. Dixon, did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
Either way, you call me, text
Perfect.
Me, or email me.
Perfect, yeah. There will be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text. And the other thing I wanted to ask you real quick here is because I saw a physical address on the Angie's or Home Advisor, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're of course service-based. You go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you before, during, or after. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online.
No.
Right?
I go to their house. The physical address. It's my home address.
It is your home. That was going to be my follow-up question, and the reason I'm asking is Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if that were a shop, a warehouse, a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list the physical address. They certainly wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. It would just be listed in Raleigh, not even a zip code, okay? Especially if you're out in the field, you know, you don't answer the door, but it's just going to be city and state. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, what I would do, well, a couple of things. I mean, one, I would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. We'll verify information off of your Facebook page, information that I've got here. Of course, we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I'll do now, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually allows us to close out the category. We do not, cannot, would not even want to put our clients in competition with each other. So for this particular listing, we'll be working exclusively with 3D Home Improvement Team. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Doug, is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Okay, Mr. Dixon, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Doug, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, sir, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
3D Home Improvement Team.
Okay. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Doug, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Douglas Dixon. I'm the owner
of
3D Home Improvement.
And then as the owner of 3D Home Improvement Team, Doug, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Dixon, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm the only one.
Of course you would be. Now, Doug, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to reach out and contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Doug. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it's always a little bit of a concern for me when I'm calling my client and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. It's frustrating, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But when I'm calling the business number and I got mailbox not set up, I know that if I were someone trying to call and hire them, I would be much more likely to call someone else than I would be to try to call back. So we don't want you to miss any opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it
my,
does
my
say
in... Everything on my phone is set up.
Perfect. That's exactly what we're hoping for. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, like I said, already aware of the Facebook and the And User Home Advisor. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for you, Doug. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing.
If I do it with y'all, I'm going to terminate.
That's what we're hoping for. I mean, there's no direct conflict, but even my clients that like their lead service, and to be quite frank, it is not usually the one that you've got. Sometimes it's Thumbtack. Sometimes it's Network.
Yeah,
but not usually the Home Advisor, especially since they teamed up with Angie's. I hear almost across the board it's gotten worse ever since. So you certainly can stop it. But even my clients that like their lead service prefer direct phone calls, and they just keep their leads paused or cap their leads at a lower amount or shut them off altogether because they don't want their cap to get exceeded. But, yeah, the reason we ask is all of the content that we'll create for your business, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Dixon, that's fair enough, right?
I won't look for anybody else. I told you, I'm trying to make it 3 or 4 more years.
Perfect.
If I get somebody leads and let me finish my last 4 years of work, I'll be good.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, that's the answer that I prefer, but it is not an exclusivity clause. But, you know, like I said, the reason we ask is we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. If someone else were to create content for your business, they might have it listed slightly differently. That could affect your ranking. That's why, like I said, although it's not an exclusivity clause, we want to know if there's someone else out there, you know, effectively possibly undermining our efforts. So personally, I prefer what you just said. We're going to pick up the ball, and we're going to take it all the way across the finish line for you, just do it on our own. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying here, again, because you're such a well-established business, what the website include. And of course, with it being a month-to-month service, Mr. Dixon, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether today, will be charged today, the 25th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249.00. Again, Doug, that $249 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it'll never go up. Not at any time, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, Mr. Dixon, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Doug, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed... Oh, go ahead.
Will somebody show me what my website is? How am I going to see what you're doing? I got to get the app, or I got to go to the
app store? Yeah, absolutely. You will have a 24/7 access. You'll get a username and a password. You can log in at any time. Reports are very easy to understand, although very detailed. You can see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or from your website. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build your website. I'll put in the notes, just pull pictures right off the Facebook page so we can get things going right away. And once your website is completed, we'll text and email it out to you, the domain, so you can pull that up, okay? Now,
my Facebook is under my name. It's not under my business. My name.
Yes, right. It is. It is your personal Facebook. But we can still link it to your website. I mean, if you like, we can have the Facebook icon as a clickable link right on your website so people can toggle back and forth between your website and your Facebook page. We could do that for you.
Well, you know, I'm just letting you know, it's on my Facebook.
Right.
I'm just trying to see, you know, if I do this, how am I going to see what you're sending me? Do I have an app that I'm going to have?
Yes. Yeah. You'll have an app you can download on your phone, and also a dedicated website. It's my.localsplash.com. So you'll be able to track exactly all the work that we're doing. Your website, everything that we create will be tracked. How many times you're getting clicked on, the keywords people are typing in when they're looking for your services, etc. Okay.
So you said it'd take you 2 or 3 days to set it up, right?
The website takes about anywhere from 3 to 4 business days. You've got already photos that we can pull, so we don't have to wait for you to email those to us. That's great. We can get things started right away and just pull photos off of the website.
Yeah, my question to you is, do I get to see all this before I pay for it, or do I have to pay for it before I ever see it?
Well, it's the latter, not the former. Unfortunately, because we do put so many man hours into getting this going, and we will, like I said, get it going right away, you know, not just build out that website. We're creating the almost 70 different destinations and directories that are necessary to get you on that first page. In fact, that was funny you asked, that was exactly where that voice verification kind of trailed off right there. So, you know, it would bill today, the 25th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249. Again, the normal cost of the service is $399 a month with a $299 setup fee. So you're saving almost $500 in the first month alone.
Yeah.
That, to be honest, puts us below our operating costs. The time, the resources, the man hours, and in some cases the direct costs that we'll pay to get it going will exceed that $249 in that first month. So we definitely got to get your phone ringing and earn your business even for it to make sense for us.
All right, here's my question, Dean. I pay you today. When am I going to be able to pull the app up and look?
Okay. So like I said, it's going to take about 3 or 4 days for there to be something to track. But let me do this for you. Today is the 25th. That's perfect. I'll give it an extra week on that first month, so you're not going to lose the time that it's going to take for us to get everything set up. Instead of recurring billing, and I'm right at that point, too, of the voice verification, it will bill today, the 25th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249. That rate will never go up. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month, starting in September. There would not be a payment at all for August. I'm going to give you that extra week just for us to get everything up and running, okay? It would recur in the same amount of $249. Again, that's both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not even by a penny. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue altogether, or you can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Doug, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Dixon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Doug, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Doug, for that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name, Douglas K. Dixon.
Douglas K. All right.
Dixon.
And then you... Dixon, of course, and that's D-I-X-O-N, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S with the middle initial of K, like kite,
yep,
or kangaroo. Okay,
that's
gotcha. All right, and then, Doug, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4661.
Uh-huh.
8800.
Okay.
8038.
Yes, sir.
6284.
And then the expiration month?
Expiration 1225.
12 of 25. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
478.
478. So I've got 478, 478 on the back, and then 12 or December of 2025 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Dixon, was the card itself 4661-8800-8038-6284.
Correct.
Is that bill at the home address, 1200 Shadow Bark Court, 27603?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, Mr. Dixon, in just about a minute here through our automated system, you will receive a confirmation email. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, if it's going to come to me on my phone, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, you'll get it by email. You can, by the way...
What I want to have is your number, your phone
number,
and your name again.
I will do that. I will text it out to you as well, so you'll have that. You'll also get it by way of email. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's, of course, Eastern. You can email the support team directly. I'm also going to include in the text message my email, and the client support team will follow up with you within the following business day. As long as it's during office hours, I will usually follow up within a half hour. Sometimes it might take me an hour. Of course, if it's after hours, I'll follow up that first thing in the morning of the next business day. But you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Mr. Dixon, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, Doug, is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like we are booked out for 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, so we'd be looking to tomorrow. First available would be 10, last available would be 6 o'clock, and it does look like there is, yep, there's at least one spot available for every hour except for 3. Did you want something as early as 10, as late as 6, somewhere in the middle?
I'm working tomorrow morning, so the best time to call me would be 6.
6 o'clock. Okay, so we can do that tomorrow. Today we're booked out all 4 slots, but it'll be scheduled for tomorrow. It'll actually be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, the call will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, take about 25, 30 minutes. At 5 o'clock, an hour prior, our automated system will send you an email letting you know again that that call is scheduled for 6. I'll also send you a calendar invite in just a minute here to your email address as well. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, it really is more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you receive either the text message or the...
I got a text that said, Douglas K, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice and email to have it on file.
Perfect.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Need to go there and look at it?
Yeah, please do. There's a couple of important things and a couple of important reasons. But if you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked and goes so it goes directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Yep.
Is that perfect. So now we're going to mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 that uses Bing instead of Google, but that's still a good chunk of people, and we want you to get those calls too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing pages, the website we'll build for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, Mr. Dixon, but if you scroll down...
I'm looking at all of it.
Okay, perfect. At the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. Then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to copy and paste or type it in, Douglas K. Dixon. Now, it's case sensitive, correct spacing, and please do not put a period after the K, just Douglas K. Space Dixon. But once you've got your name in that box as it appears, click the confirm signature box below it. Now that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed rate, that we waived your setup fee, reduced your cost, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to send out the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it isn't. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you'll know you're successful in doing that. You're way ahead of me, so you probably see username and password, right? That's what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can give you the username. There's no password yet. You don't have to worry about it right now. This is actually coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the dedicated website and the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that the tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it is asking you for a username and password. Right now, of course, that hasn't been activated. But your username is your phone number. Easy enough to remember. It includes the area code, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just 919-917-0819. That will always be your username. Once your client dashboard, once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email both your username and a default password so you can access that tracking system. Some people never change the default password, but you certainly can if you like. Other than that,
I've already put my password in. I'm getting ready to log in.
Well, if you try to do that now, I think it's going to give you an error message because, again, that's trying to take you to your tracking system, which isn't even activated yet. I think it would give you an oops error message. The page hasn't been created yet. So we are going to start, obviously, creating the content to get you on that first page, and that's when you're going to have something to track. Like I said, it's just the automated system. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, so the automated system thinks you're trying to log into it. But once your dashboard is active, you'll officially know. We'll send a text and email letting you know both your website's done. You'll have the domain for the website. You'll have the username and the password so you can access your tracking system. But like I said, it's not up and running just yet, although the automated system thinks that it is. Other than
I did type in my password already, though.
Okay. Other than that,
I tried to log in, though, but I put it up there.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, it's going to be someone from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow. You'll get the reminder email about an hour prior. I did send the calendar invite. It's got, again, local/CIENG. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. Basically, they're the same thing. That will allow us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can email anything and everything to the support email. That's the umbrella, the catch-all for everything for your account. Photos, P-H-O-T-O-S with an S at the end, photos@localsplash.com. That's what they'll give you tomorrow unless you want to jot it down now. But like I said, I've already got it in the notes. You don't even have to email us photos. We're going to pull photos right off of your Facebook page.
I appreciate it a lot.
Real pleasure speaking with you, sir. Appreciate your kindness and your patience.
I'm going to give you a try because I can always cancel.
Well, that is true, and that's all we're looking for, just the opportunity to get it going for you. And sometimes I say, hey, if you give me 1% of your faith and trust in the first month to earn the rest, you'll be glad that you did. And I'm pretty excited to get this going for you.
I appreciate it, and I'll be looking forward to seeing it.
All righty. We're looking forward to getting it going and keeping your phone ringing. You know, enough work to keep you busy until you're good and ready to retire. I know you've been working hard all these years. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Dixon. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
I sure will. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye now.